I thought it was fun Friday night. Unfortunately for the Yankees and the Mets, Friday night wasn't about them as much as we'd like to make it. Sunday night was. Sunday night was. But Friday night is still, and for me, we'll talk. Take your calls on both the Yankees and Mets and as well as the Knicks right now, because to me, and I did a lot of it Sunday morning, what we got to see on Friday night was incredible. That performance was incredible. I just saw Jerry Recco. I saw on Twitter. I didn't hear on the show, but I saw on Twitter he put a big bet in for the Knicks to win by, what was it, 12 or 13 or something like that. And he cleared it by a mile. The New York Knicks came out and left no doubt. I can't remember a performance from that. Like, and it wasn't, don't give me this crap. I don't want to hear a single person tell me it's because of Tatum or the Celtics were compromised. I don't want to hear that crap. The New York Knicks came out. They took three of the first four with Tatum healthy. I know Porzingis is dealing with something. I don't care. This is the defending champ that nobody thought the Knicks could beat. And they take him down in six. And more than that, they came out and made a statement in that game. The Knicks, you know, they've had these up and down efforts throughout this series. But I talked about how I trust them when the game is on the line and when the series is on the line. And even though they had an ugly effort and were unable to handle prosperity, they would be up two games to none. They don't show up for game three. They win game four, go up three games to one and have a two-game lead. They don't show up for game five. But I expected them to have a really solid effort in game six, and they went above and beyond. And Karl Anthony Towns, who was in the building last night at Yankee Stadium, absolutely took it to the Celtics at the beginning of this game. He came out with a fury. He came out with a passion. The offense is just different, and this is why it's so important to get him going. And we can say whatever we want about him. When he's playing the way he was playing in that game, the offense feels completely different. And they had somewhere to go. The Celtics were missing threes. They have nowhere to go. The Knicks have Karl Anthony Towns. The Knicks have Jalen Brunson, the best closer in the sport. The Knicks have shooters like OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. And defenders like Mitch Robinson. Man, I can't get it. I must have watched that sequence of Mitch Robinson playing defense. I must have watched it 10 times that night as I was celebrating with my dirty martini. I must have watched it 10 times. His ability to close out there at his size, he was so impactful in the series. I still go back to the moment where the Celtics were fouling him to get him off the floor, not just to put him at the line, to get him off the floor. And it spoke to the mental edge the Knicks had in that series. The Celtics were so befuddled and had no idea how to handle this. As they were losing to a team no one expected them to lose to, they didn't expect to lose to. As they were given a hard time by the double lineup from Tibbs, who had a great series, the double big lineup that Tibbs put forth with Mitch and Karl Anthony Towns on the floor at the same time, right, they didn't know what to do. They were so confused. They were like, get Mitch Robinson off the floor. And it culminated, because again, the series wasn't won Friday night. The series was won in games one and game two in the second half, coming back from 20 points down. That's where they won the series. The second half of game four and the way that offense finally clicked, that's where they won the series. Friday night was a culmination of all that hard work into one of the more easygoing, laughable, enjoyable 30-point leads in a game like that. It's the largest victory in Knick playoff history. It was bliss. It was stress-free bliss. And it was amazing the Knicks were able to give it to us. 888-808-1019. And obviously, we do a hell of a lot more. I know this morning, I was on Sunday. I did a bunch of Knicks on Sunday for about 4 hours out of the five. Tonight's been a little Yankee-Met Subway Series heavy coming off the game. I was there last night in the Bronx. We'll have plenty of time to get you ready for a Wednesday night game number one against the Indiana Pacers, which is going to be a tough series. Make no mistake. I know they're favored. I know they have home court. I was rooting, as I'm watching the highlights now, rooting for Denver in the game seven. We were actually at Billy's. It was on the big screen as OKC started to pull away from Denver and dominate game seven. But hoping for Denver, one, because the Knicks have played well against them, two, because that would guarantee even if they made it to the NBA, if they make it to the NBA Finals, they would have home court advantage against no matter who they fought. But It doesn't matter. Home court advantage is a minute detail. It hasn't mattered in these series. You always want a game seven in your building if possible, but I'm not sure how much home court advantage means against this Pacers team. This Pacers team is rolls, you know, nine deep, 9-10 deep. They're athletic. They're big. They're physical. They've got a superstar of their own in Haliburton, who's got a chip on his shoulder after being voted the most overrated player in the NBA. He's playing like it, and they just slayed a dragon, too. Now, I know the Cavs are compromised. All right, they had some injuries, but I don't. That's a team that was a force from the, what was it, a 15 or 16 straight wins to start the season. They were the best team in the East all year long, and they took care of them at five, and they didn't need, you know, they didn't need to get that game six. They took care of business as soon as they could. This is a team that's been waiting around for a week. I think game one is going to be very important, as they all are. I don't know. You know, we don't have to play this game every series of this is the most important, that's the most important. Game one's important. Madison Square Garden, you want to jump out off a team that's had a week full of rest coming off of that victory Friday night. They can't be resting on their laurels. We need another big effort from the New York Knicks, and I expect it on Wednesday.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.